This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today called for transforming public perception of the police, especially among young people, by improving professionalism, sensitivity and responsiveness. He was speaking at the 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police in Raipur. The Prime Minister urged universities and academic institutions to study the use of forensics in investigations, saying it would strengthen the criminal justice system. He also highlighted the need for regular monitoring of banned outfits, comprehensive development of areas freed from left-wing extremism, and innovative measures to bolster coastal security. On tackling drug abuse, PM Modi stressed a whole-of-government approach combining enforcement, rehabilitation, and community-level intervention. Our correspondent reports the conference, themed Vikasit Bharat, Security Dimensions, witnessed in-depth deliberations on a wide range of national security matters. Prime Minister distributed the President's police medals for distinguished service to officers of the Intelligence Bureau. Prime Minister Modi has said Mann Ki Baat is an excellent platform to bring to the fore the collective efforts of the people to the public. He said the recent developments, like inauguration of the world's largest LEAP engine MRO facility in Hyderabad, induction of INS Mahe into the Indian Navy, unveiling of Skyroot's Infinity Campus in the country, reflect India's new thinking, innovation and youth power. Sharing his thoughts in his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani Today, the Prime Minister said, achieving a major milestone in the agriculture sector, India has set a historic record with food grain production of 357 million tons.
साथियों, कृषि क्षेत्र में भी देश ने बड़ी उपलब्धि हासिल की. भारत ने 357 मिलियन टन के खाद्यान्न उत्पादन के साथ एक ऐतिहासिक रिकॉर्ड बनाया है. 357 मिलियन टन, 10 साल पहले की तुलना में भारत का खाद्यान्न उत्पादन 100 मिलियन टन और बढ़ गया है.
Referring to the fourth Kashi Tamil Sangamam, which will commence on the 2nd of next month at Namo Ghat in Kashi, Mr. Modi said this year's program has a very interesting theme, Learn Tamil, Tamil Karakalam.
Kashi Tamil Sangamam उन सभी लोगों के लिए एक महत्वपूर्ण मंच बन गया है जिन्हें तमिल भाषा से लगाव है. काशी के लोगों से जब भी बात होती है तो वो हमेशा बताते हैं कि काशी तमिल संगमम का हिस्सा बनना उन्हें बहुत अच्छा लगता है. यहाँ उन्हें कुछ नया सीखने और नए नए लोगों से मिलने का अवसर मिलता है. इस बार भी काशीवासी पूरे जोश और उत्साह के साथ तमिलनाडु से आने वाले अपने भाई बहनों का स्वागत करने के लिए बहुत उत्सुक है. मेरा आप सभी से आग्रह है कि आप काशी तमिल संगमम का हिस्सा जरूर बने.
The winter session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that the session will provide a total of 15 sittings spread over a period of 19 days. Earlier in the day, the government convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting, attended by 50 leaders from 36 political parties. In Chhattisgarh's Dantewada district, 37 Maoists surrendered before the police today. These Maoists were active in various areas of Dantewada, Narayanpur, Bijapur and Sukma districts of the Bastar region. Dantewada Superintendent of Police Gaurav Rai informed that 27 of those who surrendered carried a combined reward of 65 lakh rupees. These Maoists are accused of being involved in various incidents. Delhi Police Special Cell has busted a terror module linked to a Pakistan-backed gangster arresting three people. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Additional CP Special Cell Pramod Kumar Kushwaha said the module is being led by a Pakistani national, Shahzad Bhatti, who is currently working at the behest of the Intelligence Agency of Pakistan. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Poonch administration has suspended the virtual private network VPN services across the district. It is aimed at strengthening the surveillance capabilities and ensuring public safety. The request for curb came from the security forces, who flagged that VPNs were being misused to bypass standard internet monitoring mechanisms. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 17 runs in the opening match of the three-match ODI series at the JSCA International Stadium Complex in Ranchi today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.